Modern Happiness Treasure Trail is presented in appreciation of your local retail merchants, that friendly group whose service we all enjoy every day. Yes? This is Treasure Trail. Oh, you'd like those two elegant gents, hmm? Well, here they are. Norris McKenzie and Kenneth Hughes.
Thank you very much, and welcome one and all to the 172nd presentation of Treasure Trail, featuring the pot of silver filled with 115 shining new silver dollars. Yeah, 114 and 15. Now, every time I ring my national cash register, like that, it builds up the big cash prize for our listening audience. All right, now tonight we have a very important announcement. This is our last Treasure Trail program until next fall. Yes, sir, we're getting a summer vacation. So tonight, if our telephone question is not answered correctly, or if the call does not come in, all money left at the end of the program will be donated by Wrigley's to the Red Cross. Now, our last show of the series. Let's have some fun. Ken Hughes, our first number is number 9.
Number 9 is the first lucky one this evening. And it's a young lady. How do you do? And your name?
Muriel Forrester.
Muriel Forrester, and I see you are in uniform tonight. The CWAC. Well, indeed, welcome to Treasure Trail. You picked up for yourself question number 8. It's worth one silver dollar. Tell me, when a person faints, should their head be placed higher or lower than their feet? Don't demonstrate right now. Should their head be placed lower or higher than their feet? What would you say?
It should be lower.
That is correct. One silver dollar.
Absolutely right. I guess the young lady has fainted herself. The next number is 55.
Number 55. Number 55 is Gentleman of the Airport. Well, good evening. And your name, please?
Freddie Warren.
Well, Freddie, would you take a question? Right down there in the box. I'll unfold it. It's number 9 that you picked up. It's worth one silver dollar. Now, besides being in the movies, what does Dopey of the Seven Dwarfs and Harpo Marx have in common? These two have something in common. What is it? Dopey of the Seven Dwarfs and Harpo Marx.
I could say they're both stupid.
Would you like to elaborate on that? You dumb?
Yes.
They're very both dumb, aren't yes they? Yeah.
Well, just so we'll avoid a libel suit there, the correct answer is neither of them speak on the screen. That's close enough. All right, the next number is 72.
72. Number 72. Oh, number 72 has a chance at that pot of silver. I believe the number is right down here. It is. If I could get this microphone cord to follow me around here. And your name, sir?
Tommy Davis.
Well, would you take a question, Tommy, please?
Sure. $5 one.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll hope. Here it is. We'll open it up and see what it's worth. Oh, I'm sorry. It's only one silver dollar.
Oh,
but it's number 4, and let's see what you can do with it. You've all heard of the famous Restigouche or Gaspé salmon. In what Canadian province is the Restigouche River located?
Repeat that, please.
Mm-hmm. No doubt you've heard of the famous Restigouche or Gaspé salmon, you know, kind of fish.
Yeah.
But tell me, what Canadian province is the Restigouche River located in? Now, there's only 9 provinces.
Prince Edward Island.
I'm sorry, that's not right, but for trying, Tommy, here's a package of Wrigley Sweet 16 Cinnamon Gum.
Well, that makes me the first. Thank you. That was a good try. The first silver dollar is made up here at this end of the microphone tonight. And the correct answer, Tommy, is New Brunswick. New Brunswick, the Restigouche River. All right, number 10.
10. Number 10. 10. Oh, it's Leeches. <us. laughs> Another lady of the CWAC. And your name, please.
ahead, Dorothy Kendall.
Oh!
Well, Dorothy, would you take a question before you do? And maybe we can get an answer out here. It's worth $3 silver. Number 16, Norris. Now, everybody's heard about them, but we want you to tell us what a printer's devil is.
Well, that's the apprentice to the printer, is it?
That is absolutely correct. Very nice.
Have you ever been out with a printer's devil, young lady? That's all right. I'll see you right afterwards. Number 73. This is getting too close.
73.
Who has it?
Number 73 is right back here. Gentlemen, this time. And good evening, sir. Your name?
O'Kane Jack.
Jack, would you take a question, please? Anyone at all from in the box there? The number you've drawn is 20. It's worth $1 silver. Tell me, is this true or false? Diamonds are used in many industrial plants.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct, sir.
Yes, that is right. Diamonds are used as drill points. And the next one is 24, Ken.
24. Number 24. Another gentleman in uniform. Of the Seaforth Highlanders, I see.
Seaforth Reserve.
Of the reserve unit.
Yes,
well, I read in the paper the other day, very interested to see you have a recruiting drive on. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world in that drive.
Thanks very much.
And here is the question. It's a $2 question. It's worth it's number 10. It's worth $2. Which of these men, Keats or Abraham Lincoln, said, government of the people and for the people?
Abraham Lincoln.
Is correct for $2.
Well, I'm not making a 5-cent piece up here tonight, Ken. This one is 66.
Number 66. Another gentleman in uniform, I see. And your name, please?
Percy Law.
Would you take a question, sir? Make it easy, shall we? Well, you drew the question out. It's number 19. It's worth $1 silver. And tell me, what is it that always likes company?
You know? Woman.
Oh.
Will you find me one for Saturday night, old man?
Take your pick. Here's a silver dollar. It's worth it. How about it?
All right. And now for that very important part of our program. Here's where the listening audience participates in the program. Now, beside me in the studio mailbox are all the letters received since last Wednesday. But first, here's a letter from our last week's caller, which I'd like to read to you. It says, gentlemen, may I take this opportunity to thank you for your letter and check for $5 for attempting to answer your question on Treasure Trail's broadcast. I've taken a keen interest in your Treasure Trail program for some time and find it as delightful and refreshing as your Wrigley's products. It was disappointing that I was unable to answer your question correctly and wish the next contestant better luck. Many thanks to the studio audience for their encouraging support. My best wishes to Treasure Trail, and you may be sure that my friends and I will continue to listen in each Wednesday night at 8:30. Sincerely, Mrs. R. Waite. Thank you very much for your letter. And now I'm going to select a number. It is number 26. Will the holder of that number please come up here? And Ken, would you mind getting his name?
And your name, please?
Sid Ashley.
Sid Ashley, and I see you two are from the Seaforth Reserve.
That's right, sir.
And would you come up here, please? Here's the key to our mailbox. Insert it in that big padlock and help yourself.
Now, Sid, you have a very important mission tonight. You have the opportunity of unlocking that mailbox and bringing me a letter. The selection is entirely in your hands, top, bottom sides, anywhere you like. But when you get it out, bring it over here. We'll open it up, and then if it's all in order, I'm going to ask you to read the name and address of the sender over the air. And do you know what Ken is going to give you for this little job you've done for us tonight?
I believe it's $1.
He's got our number.
So, I suppose the day that I'll try and tell a Seaforth Highlander about money. All right, well, I'm delighted to see that the writer of this letter has enclosed the outside wrapper from a package of Sweet 16, Wrigley's Delicious Chewing Gum. Now, I want you to read this name over the air for me. Will you, Sid? Come on down to this microphone right there.
Mrs. J. Laurie, 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster, B.C.
Thank you very much, Sid, and give him the remuneration that he so urgently requires.
Here's the dollar, Sid.
Thank you very much.
Sit down. When that phone call comes through, Sid, you'll be able to put on this pair of headphones and listen into both sides of the conversation.
Well, now, are you all listening? Here's that all-important name for this big pot of silver this evening. It is Mrs. J. Laurie, L-A-W-R-I-E, of 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster, British Columbia. And I am delighted to say that Mrs. Laurie enclosed the outside wrapper from a package of Wrigley's Delicious Sweet 16 chewing gum and therefore qualifies for double the amount in the pot of silver at the end of the broadcast if her question is answered correctly. And remember, Mrs. Laurie, there's a time limit on this phone call. And again, we are asking Mrs. J. Laurie of 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster, B.C. to phone us as quickly as possible. Once again, Mrs. J. Laurie, 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster, B.C. And you're calling, I believe, from New Westminster, so when you do, simply tell the operator to reverse the phone charges. We pay all long-distance telephone charges. And when you call, please give the switchboard operator your name, address, and birthday. She'll put the call through to us. Now, the telephone number for you to call Mrs. Laurie is Marine 3344. That's Marine 3344. And I'm starting my stopwatch. You must phone me as quickly as possible. Now, while we wait for Mrs. Laurie to phone us, here is a word from Stuart Mackay.
You know, we're all familiar with the expression, put your shoulder to the wheel, and the other one, too, keep the wheels turning. Well, in these vital days, Canadians, more than ever before, are keeping the wheels turning. And each day, more and more industry-warning workers... Ladies and gentlemen, I think I better stop, take a deep breath, a chew of Wrigley's chewing gum, and sort of go back and slowly to the left. What I intended to say was that many more war industry workers, at last, are learning to keep refreshed while they work. They're doing what scientists recommend. They're chewing while they work. You see, scientific tests made among men and women while working prove that chewing gum relieves nervous tension and fatigue. That's why more and more war industries are providing Wrigley stick gum, spearmint, double mint, and juicy fruit to their workers. It helps them keep fresh and alert. Yes, chewing healthful, flavorful Wrigley stick gum freshens your breath, keeps your mouth and throat cool and moist, helps quench thirst, and relieves nervous tension and fatigue. Now, when long hours on the job slow you up a bit, slip a stick of Wrigley's chewing gum into your mouth and enjoy the welcome pickup. It renews your energy. The healthful, refreshing chew helps make that important job of yours run more smoothly, more efficiently. You tackle it with a smile as your nervous tension is relieved. So we say, keep a supply of Wrigley's spearmint, double mint, and juicy fruit at home. And remember, slip a package into the coat pocket or the lunchbox for those who go out to work. I should have taken a chew of gum before I started.
Stuart, I was just going to say, take it off your ear and sit down again. All right, thanks very much. That was... I see that your Uncle Joe is in the audience this evening.
It's all right, too. I kind of like that.
All right, Ken, the next number. Let's get on with this business of making money for somebody else. Number 69.
Number 69. Number 69 is right down here. Yes, I see you're very popular tonight, sir. Your name?
Jim Grant.
Well, Jim, if you take a question from the box there. That's fine. All unfolded. And it's number two that you come up with. It's worth $2 silver. Now, the flags of each of these countries, with one exception, are made up of the color combination red, white, and blue. Great Britain, United States, Cuba, Russia, China, and Norway. Which of those countries does not have the color combination red, white, and blue in their flag?
Would you mind reading the question
again?
I'll read that question again.
The flags of these countries that I'm going to tell you, with one exception, are made up of the color combination red, white, and blue. Here they are, Great Britain, the United States, Cuba, Russia, China, and Norway. Which one of those countries does not have the color combination red, white, and blue in their flag?
Russia.
Russia is correct.
And may we wish Russia Godspeed tonight. Number 31, Ken.
Number 31. 31. Gentlemen of the Air Force. We're very glad to see you here. And your name, please?
Art Self.
Well, Art, there's a whole pile of questions there. Just hand me one. It's number 18 you've drawn. It's worth $2 silver dollars. Now, in the little rhyme, hi diddle diddle, what did the dish do? The dish. You know, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, etc.
It was a dirty dish. It ran away with a spoon. We'll give you that one.
Okay, Art.
Benefit of those two people who didn't get that.
He's dead.
And here's that important moment. Here's that great big phone call. And I imagine this is going to be Mrs. Lowry, but let's just find out. Hello, is this Mrs. J. Lowry, 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster? Well, Mrs. Lowry, and how are you tonight? Big shock, eh? Well, are you, I have a few friends here. Do you, find everything all right? Are you feeling comfortable and not nervous? What do you mean, yes? Well, anyway, I want you to know, Mrs. Lowry, that you have hit one of the big pots of silver on Treasure Trail tonight. We're wishing you all kinds of good luck, and our studio audience here is made up largely of ladies and gentlemen of the armed forces, and, we're with you to pay your excess profit tax, are we not? Now, how does that sound? And because you enclosed the outside wrapper from the package of Wrigley's Delicious Sweet 16 Chewing Gum, and Mrs. Lowry, if you answer your question correctly, you're going to get double the amount in the pot of silver at the end of our broadcast. Now, as you know, our friends, the retailers, like to have their names mentioned on the air. From whom do you usually buy your Wrigley's chewing gum? I'm sorry, you'll have to make that a little bit louder, please. I cannot hear it. Hickman's Grocery in Burnaby. Well, that's just fine. And now, are you all set? Because here is the question, the great big question that'll test your skill and knowledge. And there's a time limit on this question. Are you ready? Now, when you answer me, I want you to speak much louder because I can hardly hear you. Here we go. Lake Superior is the largest body of fresh water in the world. What is the largest body of salt water in the world? The Pacific Ocean is absolutely right. A millionaire before?
Well, you're doing very well toward the first million tonight. And may we wish you, on behalf of our cast and company and Wrigley's, every good fortune. I think you've had it all. Thank you, and you'll get this in the mail tomorrow. Good night, and thank you, Mrs. Lowry. Well, she made it. She certainly did. And there's going to be a very handsome pot of silver this evening. And while we're still sitting here and sort of recovering from this shock, let's hear a word from Stuart Mackay.
Think you can do it this time, Norris?
I beg your pardon?
Can I do it this time?
Take a good shot.
All right. You know, friends, Army training avoids excess eating and drinking between meals to obtain the greatest value from mealtime foods. As you know, in hot, dry summer weather, it's natural to often feel a between-meal thirst. Well, here's how a famous doctor describes thirst and what he recommends. The sensation of thirst arises as a result of drying of the mucous membrane of the mouth and the throat. Now, that's caused by the air that passes over this surface in breathing. This drying is prevented, and the moisture of the mucous membrane is maintained chiefly by the flow of saliva. Whatever stimulates the flow of saliva tends to relieve thirst, as, for example, the taste of a lemon or the chewing of gum. Friends, keep that in mind. When you're thirsty, chew a stick of Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Almost instantly and throughout the time, you enjoy its long-lasting flavor, dryness of mouth, is prevented by the stimulation of saliva, which does relieve the thirst. Remember, when you're thirsty, reach for Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
I'm sure, Stuart, that all these gentlemen here in the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and the ladies, as soon as they're thirsty, are going to do that before they take a drink. I'm off to go.
Let's get on with our questions. Ken Hughes, this number is 3.
Number 3. Low number, but maybe a high price. Who knows? The lady, and your name, please.
Mrs. Senner.
Well, Mrs. Senner, would you take a question? Oh, don't look like that. It's not going to be so hard. It's number 6. It's worth 2 silver dollars. I think this will be right up your alley. Would a housewife use saffron as a water softener, a dress fabric, food flavoring, or a perfume? Saffron.
Never heard it before.
Well, shall we guess? A water softener, dress fabric, food flavoring, or a perfume?
Food
flavoring is correct. Yes, that wasn't bad. Food flavoring is the correct answer, the use of saffron. Number 39, Ken.
39. Gentlemen of the Air Force, and your name, please.
Paul Ritchie.
Well, Paul, would you take one of those questions? They're all just waiting to be answered. It's number 12. It's worth 1 silver dollar. When 2 or more people say they're going to bury the hatchet, what do they mean?
Well, they won't quarrel anymore.
Yeah, me and Norris, we're going to bury the hatchet after the program. That's correct.
That is an old Indian custom. No reference to the fact that Hughes is an Indian. It really is.
All right, so I'm going to bury the hatchet with you in your head.
That's what I thought you were getting to. But that is the right answer. Congratulations. And the next number, Ken, is number 54.
54. 54. 54 down here. Well, the Air Force again is predominant.
Morning,
sir.
Our night.
That's your night, I'll bet.
Charles Bryant.
Would you take a question, Charles, please?
Sir.
Well, I'll open it if you don't mind. And I see you've got the $5 question. It's number 5, Norris. What is the only province in Canada that touches 4 of the Great Lakes? The only province in Canada that touches 4 of the Great Lakes.
Province of Ontario.
The province of Ontario!
I can tell by that big smile that he chews Wrigley regularly. Say, that's kind of good. Wrigley regularly. Have you ever tried that? Number 44, Ken.
44. 44. Young lady this time. Well.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Your name?
Chrissy Matthew.
Well, Chrissy, would you take a question, please? And let's see if we can get lots of help on this question. I'll just bet you will. It's question number 13. I don't think you're nervous, but it's worth 1 silver dollar. What did one cannibal say to the other cannibal? Well, I'm a cannibal. You're a cannibal. What did
you say? Oh, you wouldn't want to know.
Can't you do this after? Can't you carry on this conversation after the show and let's get down to business?
Sorry.
We'll give you that one.
I think we will, too. Yeah. It's worth it all.
The answer we have here, young lady, is that one cannibal said to t'other cannibal, he says, "Say, Johnny, what's cooking?" Something like that. All right, number 13.
Number 13. He's going to be lucky. Indeed he is. And your name, please?
Matthews. Hiya, pal.
Oh, howdy. Would you all like to take a question?
I do.
Here we are with question number 1. It's worth 3 silver dollars. Well, if you're game, so am I. Here it is. What island in Canada is the most heavily populated? Now, I didn't say had the biggest population. Is the most heavily populated. What island in Canada?
Vancouver.
I'm sorry. But before you get away from me, have you a package of Wrigley's gum with you?
Definitely.
Oh, definitely, he says. A man of few words. Here it is, a package of PK. And where did you purchase that, sir?
Sergeant's mess canteen, the barracks.
Well, for your good memory, here's one silver dollar anyway.
Sir, don't feel too badly about that, because I think it was a very good second selection. The correct answer is Montreal Island. The city of Montreal is located on Montreal Island, and it gives by far the heaviest population. Okay? All right, we make, let me see, three shining silver dollars up here. And, Ken, the next number is 68.
68. Number 68. Number 68 has a chance of that pot of silver. Here's the gentleman over here. And if we get over here...
This is a difficult one. Which
is a difficult one. He says 89 or 68. Oh, I'll bite 68. Your name, please?
Ginther.
Would you take a question, Mr. Ginther, please? Here's the one you've drawn for yourself. It's number 17. It's worth one silver dollar. Now, in the old fairy tale, how did the prince wake up the sleeping beauty?
Kissed her.
Oh, yeah, the gay dog. He did.
All right, this one is number 21, Ken.
Number 21. I was hoping for a lady. Number 21. Oh, it's a member of the Seaforth Reserve. Well, and they've told me your name. What is it, please?
Barney Pullen.
Oh, it is. Barney Pullen. Well, I understood that you chaps had this recruiting drive on.
Say, you look, I was, you look good in one of these
good,
things.
I look good, though, would it? Well, tell me, what's the age requirements?
Never mind the age. Just come down. We'll give you a uniform. Make a good soldier. Make a good Scotchman. Did I get one of these
Sure,
things?
And do I get an accent? Well, that's Irish. That's not right at all. Here's the question. Number three, it's worth two silver dollars. A woman is only a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke. What world-famous author said that? A woman is only a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke.
What this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar, you know.
Unquote. I mean, that wasn't right. What world-famous author said that?
Mark Twain.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not right, but for trying anyway, here's a package of Wrigley Sweet 16 Cinnamon Gum.
Thanks.
And, Mr., is it Sergeant Pullen? Would that be all right anyway? And it's...
No. Private.
Oh, I thought it was a general all this time. Anyway, sir, the correct answer to that is Rudyard Kipling. All right, thank you very much. And now, if I can just get Stuart Mackay's attention out there, I think we're going to have a short word on a very interesting subject while we figure out this matter of money. But I see, there we are, here it is, and let's just find out what this is worth. All right, Stuart, have you got a word to say?
Well, Norris, I haven't got a thing to say. I have something I'd like to bring in just a little later on in the program, but if you just carry on now and just tell them how much money's left in the pot for our prize winner... I think we can push off the air in record time.
Well, I have a real thrill here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because the winner from our air audience tonight, Mrs. J. Lowry of 3348 Wilson Avenue, Burnaby, New Westminster, B.C., gets a total of 176 shining silver dollars. And Mrs. Lowry, our complete congratulations to you, and this... prize of $176 will be delivered or mailed to you tomorrow.
And so tonight's edition of Treasure Trail comes to a close. With the ending of tonight's program, we go off the air until the fall season. Watch your papers and listen for announcements over this station telling you when Treasure Trail returns to the air. Remember, it's next fall for more fun and happiness on Treasure Trail. And wherever you are, at home or away, treat yourself daily to refreshing Wrigley's chewing gum. Good night and goodbye for now.
Treasure Trail, a copyrighted radio feature, is produced in Vancouver by Stuart Mackay.